With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, elevate your adventure by transforming your vehicle into a reliable Wi-Fi hotspot. Connect up to 10 devices up to 50 feet away from your vehicle, making it ideal for camping and road trips. Don't miss out on the fun. Embark on your next adventure today. Visit att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to check if you're eligible for a free trial. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Walker Center, Waller, like, how did you get on your radar? Just kind of how that came together?
Yeah, I've known Dave Ziegler for a long time. So we had been in contact, Senior Bowl. And at the Combine, we just had some general conversations. Hey, anybody on your team that may be available? You kind of have those general conversations with, you know, all the GMs at the Combine. That's part of it. And Waller was a name that came up that we were interested in. And we continued those talks when we got back. And after doing a little bit of research and coming to an agreement on the value, you know, we went ahead and pulled the trigger.
What's your concern is his health and his availability?
Yeah, we did a lot of research on that as well. And, you know, our training staff was the Ed Block training staff of the year this past year. Our soft tissue injuries are down over 200%. If you take out, you know, a couple players that had multiple soft tissues, you know, we were in really good shape. So, the soft tissue stuff, I have a lot of confidence in the training staff, our strength staff, the sports science. Dave spends a lot of time with those groups of people, along with myself, mapping out the practice schedule, training camp, how we're going to do things from the start of the season to the end of the season. And we felt comfortable with the information we had and, you know, the staff that we have in place to get him on the field and keep him healthy.
You put a premium on the guys like injury histories and mm-hmm. risk in that regard.
Yeah, absolutely.
Why have you, I don't know if you've changed that, but it seems like you've added a lot of guys with some histories. How have you approached that?
Yeah, I think when I got the job, Daniel, he missed a lot of games the year before. Saquon missed a lot of games the year before. Richie James missed the entire season the year before. Leonard Williams hadn't missed a game his entire career. And he missed a game. You know what I mean? Like, you got to balance it. Like, it's football. There's going to be injuries. You evaluate the injuries on an individual basis. Were they preventable? How did they occur? You look at the film on some of the injuries. Is it something we could have done better? So, again, we're always going to continue to find a competitive advantage wherever we can. And, again, I have a lot of confidence in our strength staff, our medical staff, and the research that we've done on some of these players, that the injuries are something that we can treat and, you know, the players will be available.
When you break down, you know, we want more weapons. We want more things around Daniel, right,
mm-hmm.
In the passing game, let's say. So do you say, okay, it's a tight end, it's a receiver, or do you say it's a weapon? So, like, does Waller balance out maybe not a receiver? You can get it number one or something like that?
Yeah, I think that's a good point. Yeah, he's a offensive weapon. Again, who are those weapons that are available? You know, again, you have a free agency cycle, you have players that are available for trade, and you have a draft. Okay, so where can we find a player that has, you know, a dynamic skill set that can help us? And Waller was one of those players that, you know, we found out was available, did our research on him, and were able to come, you know, the value met what we were willing to pay. And, you know, again, that was, you know, adding him, you know, to me, he's a blue player, a Pro Bowl type player. And, you know, I think that was, you know, he'll be an asset for our offense.
Blue player?
That's our grading scale. You know, if they're a blue, they're a Pro Bowl player.
Blue.
So, you know, again, adding a weapon that, you know, a guy that's a Pro Bowl type, you know, player.
What's your concern level about the offensive line right now? You've obviously, your center's gone, your backup center's gone, who play guard.
Yeah.
So what's your concern level there?
Yeah, and again, we knew John was on a one-year contract. Last year at this time, we didn't know if Nick Gates was ever going to be able to play football again. Heck, we didn't know that till, you know, midway through the season. So we had contingency plans in place. You know, we claimed Jack Anderson. He was with us in Buffalo. He's been working at center. Ben Bredesen's a guy that we feel very comfortable with playing center. And then Shane Lemieux was playing it as well, you know, last season before the injury. So we've got some guys in there that'll battle it out. You know, we could, you know, again, we still have the draft. I mean, we still have some. There's some centers that are on the street that we could consider. So we don't play until September. You know, we're at camp in August, so we still have time. You know, guys may be cut post-draft. There can be cap casualties. So we'll be patient. We'll continue to look, but we have confidence in Ben Bredesen, Jack Anderson, and Shane, you know, that they can snap the ball and play center for us.
Where does Saquon's negotiation stand?
I just talked to his agent a couple days ago, so I've been in constant contact with her. Right now he's on the franchise tag, and you know, again, until we come to some sort of agreement down the road, then that's what it is right now. It's going to be the tag.
Based on the running back market situation, mm-hmm. does your initial offer to him still stand, or have you removed that?
Yeah, no, there's no outstanding offer right now. So once we put the franchise tag on him, we step back. We knew that throughout the negotiation there was going to be a time where if we can't come to agreement, you know, we're going to go to the franchise tag, and that's what we did.
And now you're resetting negotiations, essentially.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, essentially, when you're building a team, like, and I'll say this to everybody, like, there's 53 players. Yeah. You can't look at everybody in a silo. So right. as you're going through the negotiations, if you can't come to an agreement on what the value of the player is, then you have to shift to plan B. And we knew we had the franchise tag as a tool, and, you know, we'll utilize that and, you know, see if anything happens down the road.
How much does the running back market, been soft, affect how you value him? Because maybe you value him at one point.
It doesn't. No. It doesn't. Yeah, I still think Saquon knows how I think about him, so it doesn't.
As I say, it's a big number. So would you be comfortable if he just says, "Well, I'm going to play it through and play on this number"? Are you comfortable with him sticking around on that number for this year?
On the franchise tag?
Yeah, if it comes to that.
Yep.
Okay.
And what about a player? You know, he obviously doesn't want the tag. Running back having to stay healthy for another tag. You know, the player's mental state going through a year on a tag. You know, you can't do anything about it if that's.
Yeah, you have to ask him that. I'm not sure.
John said earlier that you guys haven't closed the door on Odell. Is the way Caps things are right now, is it even possible to sign him at the level he wants? I mean, would that be an issue right now?
Yeah, we'll continue, not just Odell, but, you know, players across all positions that are available, we'll continue to look at. And, again, you can get creative with the cap if you need to. In certain situations, again, we're trying to get out of that business for now. At some point, it's probably going to have to happen. But, again, if there's a player out there that we think that will help us, you know, we'll always look into those if it makes sense.
Joe, have you spoken to Saquon yet about maybe what your expectations are? You know, April 16th, I think, is when you guys come in. Is he going
to? No, I haven't talked to him about that. I've talked to him. I mean, I probably talked to him. It's probably a week and a half ago. And again, I've been in constant contact with his representative. So.
You joked every time you brought up Leonard about the pay cut thing that came up. Like, where do things stand? Have you made any action there to try to get that number lowered?
Nope.
Do you think you'll need to eventually?
Everything's on the table, but no, we haven't had conversations with him about that.
And John Mara was just saying here, he, you know, fully expects Leonard to be on the team this year.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, obviously, when you go to a guy with a pay cut, there's always a threat, like, okay, if you don't take this, we're going to cut you.
Mm-hmm.
So, do you think that, you know, basically saying that he's going to be on the team could, you know, he's going to say, well, you already said I'm going to be on the team? Is there, you know what I mean? Is that undercut that at all? Or it's not, I guess it's not legally.
But what's the other side of that? What you just said, you got to go to him and say, we're going to cut you. So, again, it's his cap numbers high. His cash is, you know, it's probably, if he doesn't miss any games, you know, I don't think it's out of whack. And again, we'll try to figure it out. But, like, to go to one of your better players and say, you know, you take a pay cut and you don't have any leverage, then they're probably not going to, you know. So we like Leonard. We haven't had any conversations with it. I know he made that comment. We kind of joke about it, but we haven't approached him on anything like that.
And there's other ways to do it, right? You could move the money around in other ways than just having them take a pay cut, clearly.
Right. We could, yeah.
Okay. Yep. Just going to follow up on Dex, if you guys mm-hmm. have had any more conversations with that.
Yeah, we've had good conversations with the representatives. Probably Friday was probably the last time we were in contact with them. So, you know, again, we're in negotiations, and, you know, we'll see if we can get something done.
You guys keep going to dinner with wide receivers, so is that an indication that you need
to? We go to dinner with a lot of players. It's not just wide receivers. It's what everybody focuses on.
Do you feel like you still need to upgrade that position? I mean, I know Darren's kind of a wide receiver, but
and that's the good thing about Dave's is whatever weapons we have, like, he does a great job of, again, we're doing some self-scout from last season, but in terms of our playbook and what we're going to do this upcoming season, we're going to wait until we have all the weapons in the building. Again, we know we have Waller now. We know we have Paris. Like, Slayton's back. You got Saquon. You look at the guys that have Wandell's going to be coming back. You know, hopefully Shep gets healthy. So, Hodgins, we got depth and we got competition across the board. So, once we figure out who's going to be here, then we'll start mapping out the offense.
Joe, what you said, the soft RB market financially is not a factor with Saquon. Why not, though? Because – I mean, doesn't that dictate contracts?
It's not for us.
Just because you think he's unique, or?
It's just where we are with him on the franchise tag, we're fine with that. I mean, where does that rank him in the running backs in the league?
12, 10,
at around. 10 million? No, he's higher than that.
Higher than that?
Yeah, it's higher than that.
You're not comfortable going over that, it sounds like that. Or,
I mean, that's just where we are right now. Yeah. As we mapped out the off-season program, that was an option we had. And again, we had to look. It's just not one player. You know, we have multiple players, and we're trying to build a team, whether it's offensively, defensively, special teams. And, you know, it came to the point where, you know, the franchise tag was what we had to use.
Chemistry was such an important thing for you guys last year. When you get something like that and every year is different, you come back. Do things like that worry you that, hey, if he's not a happy camper, it could affect the chemistry of the team?
Yeah, I'm not going to speak for how he's going to feel, but, yeah, I mean, we got Matt Breida back. He's a leader on offense. He's a leader on special teams. Daniel was a captain. The receiver room is, you know, comprised of a bunch of good guys. You know, defensive line, we got guys back. Hottie's going to be back. Okereke's, you know, a good leader. Nacho's a leader. We just signed Bobby McCain. He's a leader. So I think we've got a good group of leaders, you know, on the team. Again, it stunk losing Julian and Gates and Feliciano. Those guys were some really good leaders that were important to the team last year. But every year's new. You know, you start new. It's going to be a totally different team, a totally different chemistry. But I think we got good pieces in place in terms of the people and the leadership skills.
On the flip side of offensive additions, where do you feel about, like, cornerback and especially linebacker, too, with adding Bobby?
Yeah, I mean, we have depth at corner. Obviously, Dory's coming back. We like some of our young guys. And, again, the draft class, you expect some of those guys, one, coming back healthy, and then, two, you know, make a jump, you know, in year two, whether it's offensively or defensively. So, again, those guys coming back off injury, I think, will be a big, big help for us.
Do you see Nick and Cordell fighting for the way things stand right now, and obviously the draft, but fighting for that other?
Yeah, it's going to be open competition. I think we showed that last year, regardless of where you're drafted or how much money you're making, we're going to play the best players. And, you know, I think that was apparent, and those guys will battle it out, and, you know, the best man will play.
Kind of big picture question. Last year at this time, you were saying it was like compete today, build for tomorrow. Like, mm-hmm. Where are you at in that process? Like, how much are things expedited? Do you see a window here, the NFC? Maybe there's, you know, a path for you guys to make a leap?
Yeah, we just want to keep making progress each year, and I think, you know, offseason having a little bit more flexibility financially to go out and get some players helped us. You know, we still got the draft capital, so, again, when you're paying players, you know, whether it's, you know, top of the market, top five, top 10, you know, eventually, you know, you have to draft well because you got to have those players that are cost controlled. So we'll still focus on those guys with, again, future contracts coming up that'll probably be pretty hefty too. So, you know, it's going to be important that we draft and those young players contribute.
How much better do you think your run defense is with the linebacker and the defensive tackle?
Yeah, it's definitely better. It's definitely better. I mean, I don't know how much, but like last year, you know, the D-line depth, you know, was something, and the linebacker depth, it was hard to upgrade that throughout the season. And, you know, I felt like we've done that so far.
If you list from last year, as you went game to game to game, your concerns, was run defense at or top, you know, high?
Yeah, I think we were 27th in the league. Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah, it was. And then, you know, if you get to third down, then Wink can do a lot of the stuff that he does. So
you had A'shaun Robinson. Is that still on the table?
Yeah, we're still in negotiation with his guy. I wouldn't say negotiation. We're in talks with him, and, you know, we'll continue to be. We've had good conversations with his representatives.
A lot of GMs on Twitter have you trading for wide receivers. Is that something? Is that something you think is possible?
Again, we're going to be no different than the Waller thing. You know, this is a good time, you know, being around all the other GMs to have conversations with them. Again, anybody in your roster that you're maybe shopping or, you know, may get rid of or, you know, whatever, you have those conversations now. And, hey, if you are going to move player X, you know, keep me in the loop or you circle back with them. So, again, we're always going to be looking to get better, you know, whether it's whatever avenue it is, and trade being one of those, you know, we'll be open to it.
How open are you on the trade idea, maybe using some of that draft capital to move up in the draft at all?
Yeah, we could go either way. Again, if it makes sense, we'll go through all these conversations, obviously, and strategizing in April, but, you know, we can move up, we can move back, you know, just depending how it is. You know, I always like to go into the draft being able to go play a game. We may not be as good as we were a year ago, or we may be close, but you can go in and then you don't have to draft for need. You can take the best player available if you have to. You don't, you know, back yourself into a corner. So I think that's important.
How are you feeling going into this draft this year? You know, you have your quarterback set, just compared to last year, and feelings overwhelmed perhaps?
Yeah, good. I mean, much better. I have a much better feel for, you know, specifically defensively, you know, what Wink wants. I had never worked with Wink before, where, you know, Dave's and I and some of the offensive guys that worked together. So that process was a little bit smoother in terms of what they were looking for. So in terms of, you know, what exactly Wink wants in his defense and how he's going to utilize, you know, the personnel, you know, I feel much better going into it.
When you came here this year, did you ever at any point think back to last year in Florida, and, you know, you were very new, you didn't have a lot of money in free agency. You were a first-time GM, and think back the two, and, it's kind of 1 year later, where you are and how much more better you feel probably about yourself and the team.
Yeah, it was a different set of problems. Last year it was easy to tell everybody you don't have any money, and then the year you have money, everybody says, the agents tell you, you got money, why don't you pay this guy more? So it was a different free agency cycle for sure. You start off from a position of strength in terms of financially. I'm excited for year two. I'm excited for Dave's and his staff. I'm excited that we have continuity amongst the staff. Both coordinators coming back who, have a chance of being head coaches that had interviews and were finalists for jobs. So to be able to get those guys back and then, core nucleus of the team coming back, they know the offense, they know the defense, they know the culture, they know how we're going to do things. They know what the calendar looks like. Dave's going to take care of them at practice. So, I'm just excited. But every year is new and we have a lot of work to do. And, we got to build that chemistry for the 2023 team because, 2022 doesn't matter anymore.
You knew Brian better than anybody. You helped bring him here, obviously. He's the coach of the year now. Did you learn a lot from him, and did you learn a lot in him this year that, you look back and, I knew he was going to be a good coach, but he's even done this, what I'm saying? This is the 1 year you worked together with him as a head coach.
Yeah, I think just his leadership across, I'd seen it before, his leadership across, all three phases. There was, he's offensive coordinator, dealing with the defensive guys, even when he wasn't a coach on that side of the ball or special teams. And, he did that throughout the building, not just the team, but throughout the building this year. And, I was very impressed with his leadership, through good times and bad. And we had some adversity there midseason, after the bye and stuff. And, I thought he did a really good job navigating those waters. And, eventually we came out on the other side and went on to win a playoff game. So, yeah, I think he did a great job.
Joe, well, let's talk to you. You said, it was after Daniel's contract and you said, obviously now we want to put some weapons around him and give him support. Do you feel like now sitting here that you guys have successfully done that with what you did in free agency and in the Waller trade? Have you put the right weapons
around him? Yeah, I think we're better than we were. And again, it goes back to, it's not fantasy football. So when you say, go get a number one receiver, you're only afforded what's on the market, what's available. So all these things sound great, but with the receiver group that was out there, Paris Campbell was a guy our coaches really liked. We liked Slayton, getting him back, was important, upgrading the D-line, linebacker. So I know receiver is kind of the one that everybody holds on to. I think Daniel has a better group. He knew Crowder very well. He had thrown with him before, his days at Duke. So, yeah, I'm excited about it. I'm excited to see how these guys gel and, what Daniel can do.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. It provides great protection, and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
Turns out a delightfully clean home can make for a delightful start to the day. At Mrs. Meyer's, everything they make is inspired by the garden. With plant-derived and other thoughtfully chosen ingredients, their cleaning products smell like a dream and work like the dickens, leaving your home sparkly clean and your to-do list tackled in no time. Goodness, there's no better feeling than that. Mrs. Meyer's, rooted in goodness. Visit MrsMeyer's.com today.